Culture Shock.
Can't ball in a life, man. Go on with it, go on with it.
Yo, is it? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So we are coming in with a force, yeah. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, we no rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, gratitude is a must. Yeah, we see blessings fall by my right hand. And you know it formed out to be a fire thing. Now up on stage with chronic say I sing. Yeah, you see me all diggy soon, get the higher ring. Like hello bro, time say I had to shout ya. Saw your poster, spectacular photo. Keep it burning, yes, that's the motto. If me the butter pass through your soul to gamble in a life, man. Me have to thank God for the journey. The earnings are just for the plus, yeah. And gratitude is a must, yeah. Me see blessings fall. So I'm here to give him the glory, the praise, and me delighted. Jah knows my passion ignited. Got the music, get me excited. I'm coming like a boss. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast for the friends, we take off every load one time. Did sit down in a class and we board, then all he said.
Gratitude is a must. We give thanks for the journey. And this is a brand new journey courtesy of Culture Shock Radio. It's their weekly podcast, an extension of their weekly blog called Shockwave. Each and every week, we will be bringing you a new topic, mostly dealing with reggae music, but also going to share some of our experiences, our knowledge, and our wisdom with you and our colleagues on Culture Shock Radio. This week, our very first time at it, we are going to talk about our favorite albums from 2020 and segued into the upcoming nominee announcements for the Reggae Grammys on November 24th. So, we've got a lot to talk about, a lot of good music for 2020, a great year of music, and we're going to help you guide your way. You can always reference our blog at cultureshock.com/blog under Shockwave. You can find it there if you want to reference any of the stuff we're talking about in this week's podcast. And a lot of times we'll be referencing it as well. There we have the 2019 Reggae Album Winner of the Year, Miss Coffee. And what a torchbearer. She is such a great look for reggae music. Very talented, very humble, and just opens up the door for reggae music because I believe she has the talent to take it to the next level. Opens it up for the women. She is the first solo reggae artist to ever win a Reggae Grammy. Now, there have been other women that have won it as a part of other groups like Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers, Puma Jones with Black Uhuru, just to name a few, but never has somebody solo won it as a female. It's been a few times. I think once there was a nominee, and that was the year before or 2 years, Etana. So a big year, big year. And first we're going to talk about the new albums of the year that we liked the most, in mostly chronological order. The first one that really struck us dropped in March of this year. It was his first solo debut album under the name called Bloodlines. There's 9 tracks, and I'll tell you, the first one is Skyline Drive, which is very influential for this young man. He's a singer and a DJ, kind of a sing-jay, comes from a very large musical family. His name is Keznamdi. His sister is Kalissa. You might know Camilla. She's was Popcorn's ex and a very big person in the fitness world. Those are just 3 of the family members, but he's the only son. So he grew up with a lot of ladies, and he knows how to treat them. And there's a song there called Love Me Nuff off of this album. There's also Justice, which is a major agenda for a Rasta man like Keznamdi himself. And the title track is called Bloodline, as we mentioned. It's done in combination with Mortimer, another buzzword out of Jamaica right now, because Keznamdi is very cutting edge and part of that reggae revival. And he's, trust me, this album is straight fire. There's Morning Comes, there's Queen of the Ghetto, and I'll tell you, my favorite track, one of my favorite from 2020, is a track called City Lock with a man called Tory Lanez. And Tory Lanez had to be the go-to person for reggae remixes. In fact, Toast was remixed with Tory Lanez. We got another one coming up in the program when we touch our Grammy nominees. This one, City Lock, Keznamdi, Tory Lanez, Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave.
Rasta up on Broadway now. East Coast, West Coast, North Side, South Side now. Keznamdi, I talk to them, baby. Go come feel like now your city like me name Tupac and Biggie. Me left a mark in a history like how your girl get a icky in a the club with a feeling. My girl, she fat and she pretty. That piece of wine that she give me, all that she must be a trini. Me need the highest of golly. If it's me, my person, me medi. Me need a one baby mommy. If you give me 10 when me ready. I'm not afraid of nobody. Can Rasta firm and we steady. And we no beg not a penny. We pocket fat and the Terry. We get respect from the Crips, respect from the Bloods, love from the Chicks, and respect from the Tugs. Man a lion and a cat, a big man pick up. Excess amount of gun and it a bust in a your soul.
She understand him, sir. Bad man have the gun on him, sir. We no deal, we no mix up. We have no fit for twist up.
Him on a Congo Natty. King Selassie, I am of the authority. I'm a member when Busta man till half away. Now we all at the city, Rasta ram your party. Hello, I'm up on my waist, I feel the rapper pom pom. Nigga, when it's a frog, I'm busy with a pom pom. Can't believe this number, come get the big song. Can't stop the works up in a second.
Love can do for you. should worry about them, wicked things you do. Haven't you been told that all that glitters is not gold? Girl, you better slow down, for you're left out in the cold. Oh, don't you know, whoa, whoa, oh, Jah is the ruler. Don't you know, whoa, whoa, oh, Jah is the ruler. Feed a man a fish and he will eat for one day. Cook him up another one, he'll never go away. Jah Jah only helps out he who helps for himself. Boy, you better watch out, for you're bound to hex yourself. Oh, don't you know, whoa, whoa, oh, Jah is the ruler. Don't you know, whoa, whoa, Jah is the ruler.
Of iron, rule them Jah with the rod of courage, and he said, rule them Jah Jah with the rod of iron, rule them Jah with the rod of courage. King of kings, Lord of lords, conquering lion from the tribe of Judah, earth rightful ruler. Jah Jah is the earth rightful ruler. Jah is the king of kings, Lord of lords, conquering lion from the tribe of Judah. He's the earth rightful ruler. Jah Jah is the earth rightful ruler. Let me say, don't you know, oh, 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 Jah is the ruler. Don't you know, oh, 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 Jah is the ruler.
Yes, we know at Culture Shock Radio, Jah is the ruler. That is Venice Beach Dub Club, and featuring Jah Faith and The Ruler. One of our favorite albums of reggae music for 2020, more because it was different. We really liked the production on this and the sound. Every song had a different sound that made it stand out and definitely made it so the album was not boring. Wasn't so much such great songs or super strong songs. It was the album itself. And that's what the Reggae Grammys is about. It's about the best album. So that's why we're featuring some of our favorite albums of the year 2020. As we, you know, end up with the best of 2020 and take you into the Reggae Grammys. We're giving you a couple of our favorites from this year. And remember, you can always reference our blog, also called Shockwave. So you can check it out there under cultureshock.com. You can find us pretty much anywhere on the web, .com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and also on YouTube. Look us up. We pretty much promote reggae music. That's our main thing. We're a DJ. We're an MC, radio, TV production, and hosts. We do bookings, we do publishing, we do productions, we're a promoter. We're basically pushing reggae music to any and every way that we can. We have a brand, we have a shop on the site as well. You can check that out. And of course, we like to cater to the surf industry. We like to bring that reggae vibe to the surf industry for any surf events because we're a huge fan of surfing. We love surfing probably as much as we love reggae music. Now, one of the other impressive albums, kind of on that reggae rock sound, was a band that was formed because the loss of Mr. Bradley Newell. Eric Wilson and Bud Godd, the other part of Sublime, got together and formed the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. They had an album this year, the LBDAS, the Long Beach Dub All-Stars, kind of a self-entitled album. And it's a lot more reggae with a lot less punk. The new album is somewhat self-titled, as you may say, and it starts with one of its best tunes, which we're going to play here momentarily. There's also lots of other good songs. I mean, it was hard not to find a good song on the album. Everything was good. I was very impressed with the album and the lyrics. Everything was great, from Breakfast Toast to Make a Name to the one we're about to play, which is called Tell Me. On Culture Shock Radio, it's Shockwave, and Lance O is on your radio.
You tell me where you get your loving from. Tell me where you get your loving from. I get it from the apple, I get it from the plum. Beats after that, I go for a run. Gotta stay fit for my daughters and sons. I gotta stretch, I clean out our lungs. After that, I'll have some mango in the sun. Sharing and laughing with everyone. If you know me, sound dog or run. Champion dream, we're never done. Back to the story of where we get it from. With fresh fruit. Won't you tell me? No, no, no. Why won't you tell me? No, no, no. Why don't you tell me where you get your loving from? Tell me where you get your loving from. I get it from the beer, I get it from the rum. Beat after that, I'm ready for some fun. This DJ sound number one. Couple more drinks and you know I'll be done. So is it from the food or is it from the booze? If you stay healthy, you could never lose. If you know me, we gotta stay on the groove. So come on, baby girl, let's move. Only one way to tribute this tune. Just move and move and never won't you tell.
Impressive album, the Long Beach Dub All-Stars and LBDAS, self-entitled, great album. Remember, we're talking about albums. One song can't carry an album. Two songs can't carry an album. This is about the whole album. And that was one of my favorite tracks off of the album. Another great introduction in reggae music for the year 2020. Another great album was an EP from The Elevators out of Boston called Double Vision. They had a couple of good songs on there. Nostalgia, which really isn't a reggae song, but it's got a touch of funk and soul. It's a great tune. You can really hear the belting of Mr. Weatherby Jackson, the lead singer. He's got a great voice. There's Fast and Slow. There's also a track on there with Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad. And my favorite track is one that I've been playing a lot. It's called Let It All Out with Pepper, Brett Bollinger of Pepper, and of course, The Elevators on Culture Shock's Shockwave, our podcast. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
stuff. A little bit of food and some fun, yeah. Because it's never enough. It takes a whole lot of green just to live up. And when times are getting rough, I gotta let it all out.
Letting it all out on Culture Shock Radio Shockwave, some of our favorite albums from 2020. And right now we're going to segue into some of the Grammy nominees. This is the part of the program where we find some of the albums that we really like are potential for the Reggae Grammy, the Reggae Album of the Year for 2020. Happening, the finals. The final announcements, the Grammy winners will be announced on January 30th, 2021. Of course, the deadline was August 31st. Anything prior to that date up until September 1st of last year could be a potential nominee as long as it was submitted. There were over 120 submissions in 2019. Now, remember, it's run by the National Academy of the Recording Arts and Sciences. The first round, they basically go through all those submissions from September 20th to October 12th. They call that the first round. On November 24th, they will announce the five nominees for the Reggae Album of the Year. And that's what we're working towards. Now, here's an album that I think has a lot of potential. It kept its roots of reggae music, but it also had the potential, and a couple of songs really, I think, might have grabbed some of that crossover, more international kind of audience. And those are the kinds of things that seem to attract the Grammys, those who vote for and nominate. Now, you don't need a whole lot. You got to be a member of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, which is the NARAS. That's a membership fee. And in order to qualify, voting members must have been producers, performers, or engineers on at least six tracks off a commercially released album, or at least 12 tracks released commercially digitally. Now, the first one that we feel has a potential of winning, not only as a nominee, but this one I think could even be a winner, is the album from the Wailers. Now, this is Ashton Barrett's Wailers. He's the only original member. His son is in the band playing drums. He plays bass. It does, from time to time, have some of the other members. And now Ashton Jr. is singing, which is very interesting. You can hear him on this album called One World, produced by 19-time Grammy winner Mr. Emilio Estefan, Gloria Estefan's husband. Maybe this will be his 20th. This is my favorite track off the album, called Love Will Find You, on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave.
Nothing to worry about. When you don't look for love, oh yeah, love will look for you.
The Wailers on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave as we segue from our favorite albums into the Grammys. That is one album that falls in both categories. A great album, keeping the roots of reggae music alive. We'll talk more about it when we come inside the full part of the Grammys. Our next one is also the first of two albums. It's the second one, actually. It's Mr. Maxi Priest, who is no stranger to success in Grammys and popularity in reggae music. And the person who produced the album is no stranger as well. That is Shaggy, who produced the album and actually has three songs with Maxi Priest on the album. The other part that really kind of, I think, helps attract a potential nominee for the Grammys is the fact that it does have Sly and Robbie, who have been nominated many times. There's Inner Circle, who's won themselves. Mr. Anthony Hamilton is there. Estelle, who's been nominated for Grammys. And, of course, Bounty Killer. They've got a heavy, strong lineup. My favorite song is the title track. It's called It All Comes Back to Love on Culture Shock Radio, Shockwave, because this is what we need.
Struggle with words to say and find it hard to walk away. Feel like trouble is here to stay, and you just want to run away. And you feel like you've been through it all, and the struggles you've seen, the falls. But one thing remains the same, that love's the only way. So how can we back to love, and there's no way around it. It comes right back round to love. When I think about it, it all comes back to love. No matter right, you can't go wrong. Yeah, much too long we've been taking it for granted and lost so many along the way. It's not the way Jah Jah planned it, that so many would go astray. So how can we ever let go when we all know Jah Jah got full control? Just when I think about it, it all comes back to love, and there's no way around it. It comes right back round to love when I think about it. It all comes back to love. No matter how you take it, it comes right back round to love. When it's right, it can't go wrong. Yeah.
All right, we're talking about on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave, our weekly podcast, brand new. Hope you're enjoying it so far. We're talking about the Grammy potential nominees for Reggae Album of the Year. Our first potential was the Wailers, One World, One Prayer, and we're going to get back into that one again. That is the title track to Maxi Priest's potential nomination called It All Comes Back to Love, which I love because we really do need some love, and the whole album is about love. And Maxi is of Jamaican descent, but grew up in London, in England, and that's where that lovers rock style of reggae music was basically born and bred. Now, another interesting potential nomination for this year, for 2020, the announcement will be made November 24th, is Protégé. And part of it is he ended up with an album deal, a production deal with RCA. And I understand it was through Alicia Keys. So thank you to her for that. And he's basically done 4 albums and has a 5th one coming because they asked for more. You know, he brought along his label mates from Indignation, Savannah, Lila Ike. Now he's bringing around Jazz Elise, and there's Savannah and himself. So Jazz Elise is yet to come. All the others have been released, and I believe his has the potential to be nominated for Reggae Album of the Year. The name of the album is called In Search of Lost Time. He's had a child, so now he's trying to spend more time with her. But here's one of my favorite tracks off of the album called Strange Happenings. It's basically a takeoff of Papa San's old song called Strange. But the interesting thing about this album is it's not very reggae. It's more on the R&B, light hip-hop side of things. Same So is the other track I really like that is very reggae. And this one has an interesting twist. Let us know what you think. Culture Shock Radio's podcast, it's called Shockwave.
Just a young boy, maybe like 17, I would talk to my father, told him about my dreams, and often he would tell me, don't rush to be a man. I heard the words that he spoke, but could not understand, 'cause to me life was easy, it was just fun and games, until I saw that people were filled with so much pain. It's harder to share sometimes, easier to pretend. The way we treat each other, I just don't comprehend. Last night I heard a story, too crazy to be true. I wouldn't dare repeat it.
what are we gonna do? And as we figure it out, the time just slips away. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be glad you've got today. It's strange, strange things are happening. Strange, strange things are happening. Strange, strange things is happening. Strange. Oh, what a feeling, forget what you want. They want disappear from it all. How strange is the thought? Boss, how your fears run so deep. How some a dream, nightmares in my sleep. And I wake and I can't get my thoughts to align. I lost in my head and I searching for time. And I want figure how to escape from my mind. Cause it too strange up there, God, now I trying. And it start take a toll, me start feel a weight. Heavy is the head, now I know what it mean. And I feeling ashamed, feeling the doubt. Can't understand what this feeling about. Will I reach an amount of the things that I need that would lead me to be at myself and be free? Yo, it all too bizarre. I can't get a grip. It moving too fast and my fingers are slip. And I daily this reach me, this straining a bit. Cause the more me attain is the stranger it gets. I'm in pain, I'm in danger, I'm in love, I feel hate. All at the same time, I can't get a break. And it's strange, yeah. Strange things are happening. Strange. Strange things are happening. Strange things.
That is Mr. Protégé with his song Strange Happenings from his album In Search of Lost Time. Some of the other nominees are albums that we feel could be nominated in the Reggae Album of the Year. Are a big one that weighs kind of heavy because he passed this year was Toots and the Maytals and Got to Be Tough. Not very reggae, but definitely he's the Jamaican and in his help invent the word and comes all the way back from the early days of ska through rocksteady. He's one that I feel like some people might lean towards because of his passing. But he's always, he's been in there a couple of times and very, always worthy of it. Some of the other albums that could potentially be nominees because of name recognition or whatever is Lee Scratch Perry, who's won himself. There's Popcorn's Fixed Tape, who had a little bit of commercial success with his. Sly and Robbie are no strangers to Grammy nominations. They're one of their albums. They put out two this year. One of them called The Final Battle, which was one I liked a little bit more. Then, of course, there was The Day, two albums, two heavy contenders, and they were both pledging for Grammy nominations. They were both released on June 29th of this year. One is Buju Banton's Upside Down, and the other one is Vibes Cartel of Dons and Divas. Now, we're going to play a track from Mr. Vibes Cartel in this segment. It's not from the album, but kind of keep it in line with the Reggae Album of the Year for the Grammy 2020. This is a song by Peter Tosh that he sang over called Vampires on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave.
See that devil fit for animal. Then you use the media demonize the garrison. So when you kill the animals, it coming like nothing. 100,000 youth a year at graduate school. Them devil up 1,000 jobs to give the youth. Who no lucky fed the people, devil up the tool. Fi understand the eyes of treachery, the gift of you.
Who no world vampire. No one fi see the youth them prosper. You want to see the youth them suffer. Who no set a vampire. Who no world vampire. No want to see the youth them prosper. You want to see the youth them suffer. Who no set a vampire.
fairy tale about heaven. You know see the people, them a suffer upon earth. Them a pray for 400 years and that no work. Police killer you, the mother come to you bawling. You tell about say a fiend, time of God calling. And that the church and the state combine for do. Turn the people in a sheep, but the meat not inherit nothing.
Oh no, world vampire. No one fi see the youth them prosper. You want to see the youth them suffer. Uno set a vampire. Uno world vampire. No one fi see the youth them prosper. You want to see the youth them suffer. Uno set a vampire.
Mr. Vibes Cartel in his rendition of Vampires, courtesy of Mr. Peter Tosh. And it's Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave, an extension of our weekly blog of the same name. Check it out at cultureshock.com/blog. As we continue inside our Grammy nominations for Reggae Album of the Year for 2020. And of course, Mr. Vibes Cartel was bidding for a Grammy. The self-proclaimed win boss also says he will win a Grammy. Well, we will see November 24th. Definitely a lot of talent, a guest list deeper than any club, lots of talent on there, a bit hardcore and a bit dirty for my liking, but there was one song I really liked called Say a Prayer. But we also mentioned on the same date that Upside Down from Buju Banton was released. Now, what I like about Buju's album is it's very well-rounded, a little bit of everything from roots reggae to dancehall, to different styles of music in the reggae realm. One of my favorite songs is called Trust, when he joins back up with one of Jamaica's best dancehall producers called Dave Kelly. I really like the remix, and it's with Tory Lanez. We told you we were going to talk about him again. This is Buju Banton's bid for the Reggae Grammy Album of the Year for 2020.
New style,
new style,
new flow,
new flow.
Me a tell them.
A funny man, you can't spend them.
Damn, open right.
Sort of thing, Chris, yeah, everything Irie. Wrist well icy, chick well spicy. Can't find a dirty girl and call them wifey. Pure get a story like Missy Mikey. Hot gala, tax real pricey. Move real bougie, action movie. All the man them have is back shot for the groupies. Man, I max out, not act shot for no loosies. Lady, give me the best thing I know. Let me fuck up. I lick a shot, it broke it hard and then she touch it up. From the back, me give she a back, cause then me broke it up. She give me the nines, the wicked slam me off, it cover it up, yeah. No, that he girl figured coughing call wifey. Top shutter, so we a move real spicy. Off one girl send she home in me whitey. Suck me, so why them me no say not like me. When me come around, I for speak pon me highly. Aki and selfish, make sure it highly. Can't let me wifey, know me have a side piece. Shin say, oh, cock, dopty and smiley. Bad girl, I move real wildly. Me not trust man, where I move slimy. Come like a push button pon me like
me.
Oh,
me no trust phone, me no own, me no like it. Picture I go round, say Simone, I'm a wife. Be a fuzzy picture, we suggest me a knife. All over Instagram, I'm off with me psyche. Me no trust man, we switch down for your Nike. 6 months him general, and now him say I'm mighty. Yeah, I trust no man, we claim them as strikey. And them in a video, wanna show people. Them we sell your own, them we sell your own. This whole girlfriends, them me, I tell you about you. Then we send your own, then we send your own. Can't no find them a return code. So for me, can't trust somebody. Then we let out your secret. Don't lend them your things, then we kill you if you keep it. Don't trust somebody when you do things, don't speak it. And them they on social media and leak it. So if you meet a girl and you plan to freak it, if you got her house, make sure you sweep it. I'll find the camera, them anyway she keep it. If she go back you, make sure you peep it. Me no trust phone, me no own, me no lie.
Would you don't trust much these days? And I can't really blame him. It's a Trust remix, Buju Banton, Tory Lanez from his album Upside Down. vying for a reggae nomination of Album of the Year for the Grammys. We will know November 24th. And at the conclusion of our program, which isn't too far away, we will let you know who we think could be the potential five nominations, our five favored for various reasons. As we continue with Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave and Reggae Album of the Year for the Grammys 2020, this young man has the name. He's already had major success. His first big one came with Katy Perry. His single with her, H-E-R, is nominated for two Soul Train Awards. He's the first Jamaican-born artist to ever top the R&B adult charts. He did it with Slow Down. He's named after his grandfather's nickname, Skip Marley, the grandson of Bob Marley, the son of Cedella Marley, who was in the Melody Makers. And we actually have more from her. She's actually on a new song that will be our final song of the day. So this is Reggae Grammy nominations. Well, these are the potential ones. His album is called Higher Place on Island Records, the one that signed his father. It's great. A lot of history here. Skip is very diverse, and I think that is, and he's doing well with it. It's very attractive. Slow Down, Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave.
Slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, I care for you more than my own self. Darling, I share with you all goodness and well. Said we can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah. Thing, or we can have everything if our hearts are true. Girl, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know you.
Baby, I've been fantasizing. Looking in your eyes, you know I'm looking for more, and you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how it feels. I love it when we slowly sway. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move, the way we move. Yeah. We can have every night, yeah. We can have every.
Marley, seeing success that even his grandfather did not, that wanted, he really wanted to penetrate the R&B charts, Mr. Bob Marley. It's Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave, and we're discussing our first podcast, the potential reggae album of the year Grammy nominations. Announcements will be made November 24th, and we are coming down to the end of the program. And we kind of have to sum it up in a way. There are a lot of potential nominees. And one of my favorite albums that has a potential is the Maxi Priest album, All Comes Down to Love. But I don't think it's going to make this year's nominations. I hope I'm wrong. But another album that is worth talking about, because he's a pop artist and he writes pop songs, he has great melodies, you have to look for the good in everyone. So before you make any judgments on this one, look for that good. So to set the tone, we will let you know the facts about our next one and help you guide through an authentic reggae album. Jason has always been not only a fan of reggae, he has dabbled in it and brought it to the pop world. The big difference on his new album is that he hired the real deal. Most of us know or will remember the EZ Star All-Stars and their Dub Side of the Moon. A great album and still a great seller. The genius behind that album, its music concept, and basically the production was Michael Goldwasser. The gold is the man behind the album and behind the music. It's real roots reggae. He does a great job with the music and making it match Jason's vibe and melodies and flow to the extent that it sounds so natural. We're talking about Jason Mars and the EZ Star record label. Head honcho Michael Goldwasser, they basically did a reggae album, Look for the Good. It's a good album. It's a great album. And the thing is, I think he has the potential to be nominated. Do I think he ultimately will? I have to say no, because I don't think... I thought the album might see some commercial success. I really haven't seen or heard a whole lot. So I will say this. My nominees for Reggae Album of the Year for the 2020 Grammys are, we just heard one, Skip Marley, Higher Plane, Buju Banton, Upside Down, Toots and the Maytals, Got to Be Tough. I do believe there is potential for Protégé's In Search of Lost Time. If I could make a replacement, I would say Ziggy Marley, just because he's got an all-star cast, and almost every time he's ever put out an album, I think he's pretty much been nominated. My last choice is the Wailers, One World, One Prayer. And I say this because it keeps the authenticity of their sound, but yet they also have created music with a universal theme that reaches the pop world. And they did that with Emilio Estefan at the forefront because he was the producer. On their lead single, One World, One Prayer, they have Skip Marley singing lead. They have his mother, Sadella Marley, of the Melody Makers fame, singing on the track. We have Shaggy, who's won a couple of Grammys, the Diamond Kid. And then we have Farruko, which is one of the hottest things in Latin music right now. All that to me spells Grammy nomination. And we'll put it this way. If The albums that I chose are nominated. I will say that the Wailers will be the winner. We will discuss that further in another podcast after November 24th to dissect the nominees a little bit deeper. This is Lantawanya Radio for Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave, a production of Culture Shock Music Incorporated. Find us at cultureshock.com for all your reggae needs and more. Hope you can join us again on podcasts. We look to do it every week. We love you, and we love reggae music.
It's the Wailers. Shoot it.
Said I said, give me some love.
One word, one prayer. It doesn't matter what you believe. Some things have to change. One word, one prayer.
One prayer.
Give me some love. Forget about the hate.
When you wake up, you look. Look yourself in the mirror. Doesn't matter who are you or where you come from, man or woman, no worry, no fear. Full of surprises, life can change in a minute. Give a kiss to the one that you love, cause the world turns one way, just one way.
Why people see what they wanna see? Why people hear what they wanna hear? Why people feel what they wanna feel? The blue sky covers us like a single skin. Why people see what they wanna see? Why people hear what they wanna hear? Why people feel what they wanna feel? The blue sky covers us like a skin.
One way.
Now me say, tell me how you looking. It's just thanks where we give.
Doesn't matter what you believe. Some things have to change.
Solo corazón, grabando al mundo unido una sola nación. A que no importa la raza, tampoco el color. Levántame la mano que vive el amor. De Puerto Rico a Miami, de Jamaica hasta Cuba. Enciende la pipa y la pata, le menea la cintura. Que este reggae tropical te suba la temperatura. No coja lucha con nadie y nunca pierda la cordura.
Que la gente siempre va a hablar. Y no te dejen llevar nunca del que dirá. Porque nunca vas a quedar bien con todo el mundo. Aprovecha que la vida cambia en tan solo segundos. Porque la gente siempre va a hablar. No te dejen llevar nunca del que dirán. Porque cuando te mueras nada te va a llevar. Solo te queda disfrutar y la vida gozar. Un solo corazón.
I'm a million dollars from a million dollars.